Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, on this being the day that is reported to be the demise of his grandfather, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh holy Imam, the Bab al-Hawa'ij, the gate of, you know, requests and needs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of this very same Imam, that is Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, that we have the ability and we are given the opportunity and the blessing of visiting this Imam alayhi salam in the holy city of Kaldhamain or Kaldhamiyah, hopefully inshallah in the very near future, in safety, in tranquility, with peace of mind inshallah. As we have been discussing the tradition of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam over the last few episodes or nearly an entire month, we will continue with a section of this tradition, that is the 28th section of this tradition. It is a very lengthy section of this tradition, so we'll just mention a part of it inshallah and ask our dear listeners to follow up inshallah. So in this section of the tradition, the Imam says that, "Oh Hisham, the commander of the faithful alayhi salam used to say, God is not worshipped through any act better than intellection. No person's intellect attains strength until several traits are found in him." Again, the relationship between action, intellect, and our own souls. "Unbelief and evil are not feared from him. Right guidance and goodness are expected from him. His excess money is given in charity. His excess words are withheld. His share of the temporal world is bare sustenance. His bare subsistence," that means that he's, you know, just sufficient and he's content with the little that he has, or he's content with whatever he has. He never fills of knowledge for as long as he lives. That is, he knows that he does not know and he continues learning. Worldly humiliation is more beloved to him if God is pleased with him than worldly honor if others are pleased with him, but God is displeased with him. Humility is more beloved to him than flaunting worldly esteem. He deems the few good deeds of others to be great and deems his own many good deeds to be nothing. He believes in his heart that all people are better than he is and that he is the worst of them. This is the last of the list of traits." What a beautiful list. Every single one of these traits that the Imam mentions, alhamdulillah, we got through the whole section as well. But these traits, if we had to really delve into them and say, that, are we of these or not? Are people, you know, safe from us or not? And so on and so forth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inculcate these traits in us, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for you.
This humble servant will be diverted from you.